feel like I'm really ascending in the spiritual life. Right? But 400 years ago, there was a young man who lived in France. He was going through a profound desolation because he's contaminated by a heresy that had spread all throughout Europe. It was called Jansenism. And it was a false theology, pessimistic, that said that few people would be saved. People should be sad. If they went to confession, they should be denied absolution. They should receive communion maybe once a year. They shouldn't be happy, dance. So it was a very, very depressing theology that had spread like wildfire, especially in France. So this young man, he couldn't sleep. He could barely eat. He lost a lot of weight. And he was almost on the brink of despair. But providentially entered into a church in Paris. The name of the church in French, Notre Dame de la Victoire. He speaks Spanish, La Victoria. You've got a church in Compton, in East LA, if you're from Los Angeles. And he entered in the church, and there was a beautiful statue of Mary. And he knelt down, and he prayed a prayer that was attributed to Saint Bernard. And it's called the Memorare. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary. After finishing that prayer, it's almost like a cloud of despair was lifted, and he entered into a new stage in his spiritual life, or experienced the peace and joy and happiness that he experienced earlier in his life. He went on to study and he got his degree in law, but he wasn't happy with that. So he became a priest. And the bishop sent him and his cousin to a place in Switzerland called Chablais, which was the stronghold of the Calvinists. So when he arrived, there was about 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. When he finished his mission, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. In his mid-30s, he went on to become a bishop. Then he went on to become one of the greatest writers in the Catholic Church. And he wrote, according to some, the greatest treatise on love ever written, the Treatise on Love. And he wrote a book for lay people to become saints. It's called Introduction to the Devout Life. And the name of that man is Saint Francis de Sales. Saint Francis de Sales, one of the greatest doctors of the church. So I've told you just one little story in the life of this great saint. He was almost on the brink of despair, but it was through Mary, and that one prayer, the Memorare, that he was lifted from desolation to consolation. There are so many stories in the lives of the saints in which the Blessed Virgin Mary has helped them out so very much. Second story. I would be surprised if anyone here knew the origin of the Hail Holy Queen. Can I tell you? Blessed Herman the Cripple. Blessed Herman the Cripple was a religious that never became a priest, but he was a brother. He had all these sicknesses, but he was an intellectual genius. He wrote poems, he wrote hymns, he wrote theological treatises, but he suffered also from great desolation because his health was always very fragile. So he arrived at a point in his life where he was, like Francis de Sales, almost on the brink of despair. And who appeared to him? The Blessed Virgin Mary. And she said to him, "When you look at me, pray, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope." So the origin of that prayer was from a medieval mystic who was a cripple. And Mary interceded and gave him the beautiful prayer that we say at the end of the Rosary. My two favorite Marian prayers, my three favorite Marian prayers are the Hail Mary, the Memorare, and the Hail Holy Queen. One last story. So let's go from the Middle Ages to the present time. Talk about converts. The greatest convert that we know is St. Paul. The second most well-known convert is St. Augustine. If you know English literature, probably the most famous convert in England is John Henry Newman. John Henry Newman converted from Anglicanism to Catholicism. But one of the most famous converts in the United States is Scott Hahn. Have you heard of Scott Hahn? He taught at Steubenville, where my baby sister studied. I'd like to tell you a story in the life of Scott Hahn. He was a Presbyterian minister and a voracious reader. If you ever go to his house in Steubenville, his library has thousands of books. And not only that, but he's read them. When he was a Protestant, he would go to bookstores. And he's still a Protestant. Someone gave him a rosary. He's a Protestant. And what happened was, whenever he went into the bookstore, he could not resist going to the corner of the bookstore to look at bad magazines. He couldn't resist. It's like a magnet that pulled him to look at, this would be probably 40 years ago, where you didn't have the internet the way it is today. He'd be pulled almost magnetically to where you had the Playboy and the bad magazines. He prayed the rosary one time and he no longer had any desire to go back and look at those bad magazines. One rosary as a Protestant. So I've told you three stories. The life of St. Francis de Sales, the life of Blessed Herman the Cripple, and the conversion of Scott Hahn. Now you're about to make your consecration to Mary. By doing this, you're giving yourself to Jesus. And you're giving yourself to God the Father. Because Mary always brings us to Jesus. As St. Louis de Montfort says, Mary's the quickest, easiest, most efficacious pathway to Jesus is through Mary. So when me and Father Thomas will be giving you your scapular, and once the scapular is blessed, you become a part of the family of Mount Carmel. You don't have to bless the scapular again, but you have to wear the scapular. Wearing the scapular is a sign of your consecration to Mary. Therefore, starting today, all of you no longer belong to yourself. You belong totally to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to Jesus and to God the Father. Amen? You no longer belong to yourself. You belong fully, totally, unreservedly to Mary. And as a result of that, you should experience a peace that you've never experienced before in your life. Any troubles, worries, anxieties, fears that you have, you give them to Mary. Okay, right now I'm going to say something that's going to touch all of you. How many of you have problems with some family members? How many have problems with more than one family member? How many of you have some family members who have walked away from the church? That's your greatest suffering, right? Isn't that your greatest suffering? Say, yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
That's your greatest suffering. It is. You're suffering because your loved ones have walked away from the source of life and peace and holiness. You're all suffering. So starting with your consecration tonight, you're going to be placing your son, your daughter, your husband, your mother-in-law, whoever it might be, you're going to be placing them in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And through the intercession of Mary, your consecration, you trust that one day they will return to God. Amen? So that should give you a lot of peace, because you no longer belong to yourself, but you belong to Mary. Closing story. There's once a farmer who was going out to sow seed in his field. And he heard on the road behind him the footsteps of horses and a buggy. And guess who it was? It was the king. The king stopped and asked the farmer what he had underneath his arm. He said, I've got the seed that I'll be sowing in my field. So the king said, give me some of the seed. The farmer got angry because he was thinking, this king has everything. Why is he asking me? So begrudgingly, he gave him one seed. And the king in return gave him a square white box. And as the farmer was walking back to his home, he was cussing out the king. Because the king was asking him for something. The king has got everything. So he arrived at his house, a little hut. He opened the door of the hut and he placed the little white box. He decided to open up the little white box, and what did he see? A wad of cotton. He removed the cotton. There was a precious, beautiful, expensive diamond. He started to kick himself. Why didn't I give him all the seed? So my friends, let's don't give Mary a little bit. Let's give Mary everything. Our mind, our heart, our body, our soul, our past, our present, our future, our fears, our worries, our successes, our failures, time, eternity, the moment we're going to die, let's give all to Mary. Amen? So in your life, you have to find refuge in two places. Find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. God bless.